We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Hilchos Orev, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Zayin. Rav Nosson Zal is in the middle of a major discussion on the topic of Rotzoin. V'zehu oitzem gedulas mailois kedushas Shabbos Kodesh, she'oila al hakoil. Based on what we've been learning here, on the topic of Rotzayin, how significant Rotzayin is, desire, yearning for Hashem, this will help us understand also the incredible importance and holiness of Shabbos, which is above everything. Ki Shabbos hu kuloi Rotzayin, because Shabbos is all Rotzayin. It's all about desire and yearning for Hashem. K'moshanu Oimrim, as we say in the Shmon Esrei of Shabbos, in each one of the Shmon Esreis, Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, v'Shabbos kodshecha bi'ahavo uv'rotzayin hinchaltonu. Your holy Shabbos, you've given us, Hashem, with love and with desire. Ki b'Shabbos meir raivo deraiven rotzon shebaretzonos, because on Shabbos the highest level of rotzon, which is called rotzon shebaretzonos, the peak of rotzon, is shining, is glowing on us on Shabbos. V'alkein oz b'Shabbos betelin kol hashloishim v'teisha malachos, and this will also explain why on Shabbos we eliminate, we do away with all 39 acts of work. Kimavoyer heitev b'hatoyra hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very elaborately in chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on. There Rabbeinu Zal shows that when the rotzayin is perfect, when Hashem's rotzayin is perfect, there's no need to work. There's no need for any person to go to work. It's at that point in time, Hashem's chesed is at a peak, and we will receive everything we need without the intermediary, without the siba of having to go to work at all. And Rav Nosson Zal is showing us here that Shabbos is an example of that. On Shabbos, the rotzayin is at a peak, therefore, no need to and not permitted to work. The Alkane, and this will also explain why the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, page 119, Al Yedei Shmiras Shabbos Kodesh, Moichlen Loi Kol Avaynoisov. By observing Shabbos properly, a person is forgiven for all of their sins. Ki Al Yedei HaRotzayin, because we learned earlier that when a person has the proper Rotzayin, when the Rotzayin is at a peak, Mishapchen kol ha'avoinois l'schuyois, then it's possible for all of the person's sins to be converted to mitzvahs. All the negatives get converted to positives. Ki ikar ha'tshuva hu b'chinas rotzayin l'kedusha kanal, because as we learned earlier, the most important ingredient in tshuva is this rotzayin, desire, wanting to do the right thing. Ki ikar ha'tshuva hi hacharoto, because we know one of the most important components of tshuva is regret. Shemischaret moed al she'osa hamaisa zois, where the person really, really has a lot of regret for the fact that they did a particular thing. Ve'ikar hacharoto hi horotzoin. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, let's analyze this. What is this regret? What regret is really all about is this issue of desire. Sheyesh loy achshav rotzayin l'kedusha, that right now, this person wants holiness. They want to do the right thing. Shehu mischoreit mo'id al ma she'osa. And based on that, they have major regret about what they did before. Dahainu, meaning, what does that mean, regret? Rav Nosson Zal says, let me paraphrase. Let me redefine what regret means. Shehoyo merutza moed im loy hoyo oisezois. I would really want not to have committed that act that I did yesterday, not to have said what I said, not to have done what I did. שעיקר החרטה הוא הרצון לקדושה. So once again, what's really behind regret is this desire for holiness. Hainu she'achshav, meaning right now, einoi roitzes ho'aveiro klal. I don't want that sin on my record at all. I don't want those words that came out of my mouth to have come out of my mouth. Rak ritzoinoi hu, but rather my desire right now is halavai v'loi hoyo oises aveira. I wish I would not have committed that sin. Val yedei hacharoto hazois, and through this regret, shehu rak rotzoin dikdusha, which Rav Nosson Zal showed us now, what regret really is an expression that right now all I want is holiness. Al yedei ze moichan loi. That rotzoin is what gets him a complete pardon for his sins, that Hashem forgives him for his sins. The fact that this person is expressing solidly and clearly now to Hashem that they want to do the right thing and they don't want any negative things on their record. V'al kein, and therefore, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, she'oz zoichen l'rotzayin d'kdusha, when we are zoiched to have a desire for holiness, al yidei ze zoichen l'tshuva, that leads us to sincere tshuva, which means regret for the past, regret for all of our sins of the past, and accepting upon us that from here on in, I only want to do the right thing. Shehu b'chinas Shabbos. And we know that tshuva is associated with Shabbos, of Rabbeinu Zal b'mokim acher, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in a different chapter on Likut Imran, b'chinas v'shavto at Hashem aleikecha. The instruction, the command in the Torah, the commandment for doing tshuva is these words, you will return to Hashem v'shavto at Hashem aleikecha, and the word shavto is the letters Shabbos, Rabbeinu Zal says on Likut Imran. Ki ikar hatshuva hi bechinas rotzayin dekdusha. Because what tshuva is really all about is a person getting their act together and realizing that I want holiness. I want only holiness. I want to do the right thing. I want to do good. I don't want to repeat the sins of the past. I want them to be erased. If there's anything I could do to go back and erase it, to make it as if it never happened, that's what I want. Shemeschazek b'yoyser achar hachet. And this desire for holiness, for doing the right thing, becomes stronger and more powerful after a person has committed a sin. Im zoyche lehisoyre l'tshuva. If the sin becomes a springboard for tshuva, if the sin inspires him to say, enough of this, I've had enough of these sins, it's gone too far, I want to change. Shayideze nishapech hayirida l'aliyah. Through this, the yirida, the negative, the minus, the going down, gets converted into an aliyah, into a major elevation. V'havoinois nishapchen l'schuyois. And the sins get converted to mitzvahs, to merits. Ki al yidei huavoinois, shezocho achar kach lo shuv aleim, because as a result of the sins that this person did, which led him to make a decision to do tshuva, that enough, it's gone too far, I'm stopping, I'm changing my life now. Al yidei ze zoiche l'rotzon chozok yoiser. That those sins, that yirida, is what gave him the power, the motivation, the inspiration to say, Ad kan, I'm starting a new life for myself. I'm out of there. I don't want to be there anymore. V'zeh shom raboy senu zal, and this will also explain why the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, page 118, Kol hama'aneg es ha-Shabbos, anyone who enjoys Shabbos properly, which means they spend money to buy better foods than they would during the week for Shabbos. They spend money to have better clothing, a nicer suit of clothing that they wear on Shabbos than during the week. And all other forms of pleasure. They learn extra Torah, they attend the shir, they go to shul more than they do during the week. A person who enjoys the Shabbos, noisnen loy nachlo bali mitzorim, Hashem gives that person a reward that's boundless, that has no limits, infinite, no boundaries. Ki kedushas oinig Shabbos, shehu bechinas rotzayn, bechinas raiva deriven, ze bechinas nachlo bali mitzorim. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the way we described Shabbos before, that Shabbos is all about this rotzayn dikdusha, major rotzayn, wanting to do the right thing and wanting holiness, which is also, and Shabbos is also raiva deriven, the peak of rotzayn. Another word for that would be infinity, nachlo bali mitzorim, a reward that has no boundaries, infinite reward. She'ein shoylet v'noigeya sham shum meitzar, whereby no boundary, no limitations apply there. He's given a bank account, he's given a checkbook, no limits, no limitations. Shehu bechinas sitra achra. We know that limits, boundaries, constriction, that's the sitra achra, v'dinim, and judgments. Sheheim nikroim mitzorim shel hakdusha. They are referred to as the boundaries, the walls, the barriers for kedusha. Ki bebechinas harotzayin dekedusha, ein yochel liga shum sitra achra uklipos kanal. Because as we explained earlier, when it comes to real rotzayin, pure rotzayin, a person's desire for Hashem, the sitra achra, the tumah, can't destroy that. They can't eliminate that. Ki harotzayin dekedusha shel Yisrael, ein yecholin levatel oilam. Because the holy desire that a Jew has, the desire for Hashem, for good, for mitzvahs, the sitra achra cannot eliminate permanently. Ki lefa'amim chas v'shalom, yecholin lehizgaber levatel es Yisrael me'eze mitzvah. We know that at times, the sitra achra can prevent a person from performing a particular mitzvah. Oy lahachshilam chas v'shalom be'eze michshol, or to cause the person to stumble through some kind of a stumbling block, to commit some kind of sin, to make some kind of mistake, al yedei hisgabrusam chas v'shalom, by the sitra achra rising up to block the Jew from performing the mitzvah, or to push the person into a sin. Aval harotzayin, but the innate desire that a Jew has based on his soul, based on the Hashem inside of every Jew, that innate desire that a person has for Hashem, for holiness, ein yecholin levatel la'olam, that the sitra achra can never destroy and certainly cannot block permanently in any way. Ki afal pikein, because even though I did sins, even though I did the wrong thing, even though 1 minute ago I did something wrong, anu roitzim berotzayin chazok lo shuv l'Hashem yisborach, we really, sincerely want to return to Hashem. Shezeu bechinas, this is what we mentioned earlier in the previous year, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where the Jews challenge their enemies, their opposition, the goyim, and they say to them, Ma to'iru u'ma to'iru esoavo et shatechbots. What do you think you can do? How do you think you can block our desire for Hashem? V'alkein nikra kedusha Shabbos, shu bechinas rotzayin dekedusha, nachalo bali mitzorim. And this is why Shabbos, which is an incredible example of rotzayin dekedusha, Shabbos is also referred to as a boundless reward, nachalo bali mitzorim, that Hashem will bless us with an inheritance that has no limited, unlimited account. Ki keneged harotzayin dekedusha, Ein shum meitzar de sitrachra u klipois sheyuchal kalkolechas shum. Because against the holy rotzain of a Jew, there is no sitrachra, there's no klipa, there's no tumma that can eliminate that. Bechinas, as the Jews say to the other nations, Matoiru, what are you going to do? What are you going to put against us? What are you going to throw at us that's going to eliminate our desire for Hashem? Ad shetechpots. The word techpots is miloshen chofetz, desire, want. What are you going to throw at us that's going to challenge, that's going to eliminate, that's going to counter our desire for Hashem? No matter what you throw at us, no matter how many sins you get us to commit, no matter if we get thrown out of Israel, if we get the Beis Hamikdash is burnt down, it's not going to change that. I still want Hashem. I still want to be close to Hashem. Paragraph Ches. Vehine, haklal. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, the fact is, she'ikar hatachlis shel ha'odom bo'ilam hazeh, hu harotzoin digdusho la'ashem isporach. That the main mission and purpose of a Jew in this world is desire for holiness, desire for Hashem. Ve'ikar ha'haschola ba'avodas Hashem, v'hasoif v'hatachlis, Hakol hu bechinas harotzoin. And so too, the beginning, the real beginning of serving Hashem, and the ultimate goal, the finish line, is all about rotzoin. It's all about desire for Hashem. Ki ikar hu harotzoin kanal. Because that's the main thing. Ki haneshama hu bechinas rotzoin. Because the soul of a Jew is a ball of desire, desire for Hashem. Ki klolius nefesh ruach neshama nikro nefesh. Because we know throughout the written Torah, in the written Torah, you don't have the word neshama. The word neshama is not used. The word nefesh is used several times. Rav Nosson Zal tells us that in the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus and throughout the Torah, very often we refer to the nefesh, ruach, neshama, which are different parts of a person's spirituality. We refer to all of them by the umbrella term nefesh. When we say nefesh, we're not limiting it to nefesh. The word nefesh sometimes is used to mean nefesh, ruach, neshama. So Rav Nosson Zal says the word nefesh is an umbrella term that refers to the spirituality of a Jew. The nefesh, and the word nefesh means desire. As the Pasuk says in the beginning of Chayisora, Im yesh es nafshechem, if you want to allow me to bury my wife, Avraham Avinu said, then sell me a plot of land. So we see that the word nefesh means to want, desire. Ki haneshamo sharosho mebechinas rotzain hoelyoin. Because the soul of a Jew is rooted in heavenly rotzoin. Ve'ikar tachlisa, and the main goal and objective of a Jewish soul is she'tachzor la'mokoyim asher chutz v'misham, that it should return, it should go back up to the place from which it originates from. She'tizke lehikolel b'rotzoin she'b'rotzoinos, that the soul should be able to plug into the highest level of Rotzain, Rotzain Shebretzainois, Bebechinas Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu, which means to plug into Moshe Rabbeinu. Because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he passed away, we're told that the word Moshe is Bigematria 345. And when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, to pass away is called Listalek, to go up. When Moshe goes up, when 345 goes up, it becomes 346. 346 is Ratzain. So Moshe Rabbeinu went up, passed away to Ratzain, and we're told that he passed away on Shabbos at Mincha, which is called Ratzain Sheberetzainah. It's the peak of Ratzain. So when we talk about all the Jewish souls, every single Jew striving to get to Ratzon, we're striving to become part of Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval machmas shehaneshama melubeshes baguf hagashmi. However, because of the fact that our souls are encased in a body, in a physical, materialistic body, ba'olam huasiya, in this lowest of the worlds, harochik umegusha ma'od, which is very, very far from spirituality. This world is wall to wall gashmius. It's all about physicality and materialism. Alkein hi besakona ubenisoyon. That's why the Jewish soul in this world is in major danger and constantly being tested. Ki chas v'shom tuchal lishkoyach es harotzen nigdusha, because the soul, the Jew, can forget completely their desire for Hashem, their desire for ruchnius, spirituality, al yidei goydel richuka, because of the fact that it finds itself so, so far away from the spiritual worlds, the more spiritual worlds, the holier places, validei horetzoinois hanefulim hameluboshim betaivois oilam hazeh, and also as a result of all the fallen ritzoinos that are found in this world. We mentioned earlier that all of the fact that a human being wants nice clothing, wants pretty clothing, wants delicious food, wants restaurants, all of the desires, the taivos of Olam Hazeh, are all because of some of this heavenly ritzoin, this holy desire, the spiritual desire, has fallen down, it has spiraled down into this physical materialistic world, and it's gone into all of these physical things, food, clothing, women, all the different things that are the desires, the taivos of this world. And it's very easy for a person who allows themselves to get involved with that, the more we make contact with those things, the more we get connected to those things, we could easily drop and forget our connection to the real Ratzon, to the original Ratzon, which is Ratzon Dikdusha, desire for Hashem, Torah, mitzvah, spirituality. And because of this, Al Kein Chomal Hashem Yisporach Aleinu, because of this problem, Hashem took pity on us, V'nosan Lanu Es Toirosoi U'mitzvoisov HaKdoshim, and Hashem has given us His Torah and holy mitzvahs, Sheheim Nikroim Taryag Itin Doiraisa, Kemo Shekosu B'Zohar HaKadosh, which the Zohar HaKadosh refers to as 613 advices of the Torah, pieces of advice. Asher Al Yedei Asiyas Elu HaMitzvahs HaKadoshim, whereby through performing these mitzvahs, Anu Zoichen LeKadesh Es Gufeinu, this takes our body, which is something physical, which is earthly, it comes from earth, and it purifies the body, it elevates the body, it makes the body holy, ve'eskol ho'olam hamayis hazeh, and it puts us into a position to change things in the physical world, to change clothing and food from being something physical to becoming something holy and spiritual. When a Jew makes a bracha, when a person says, Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, boirei pri ha'etz, over an apple, over a plum, that apple is no longer the apple it was before the bracha. That apple has the name of Hashem upon it. That apple becomes a major holy item. Ki kol mitzvah u'mitzvah, because every single one of the commandments in the Torah is an expression of Hashem's will, Hashem's ratzon, the desire of Hashem. Hashem wants us to perform this particular mitzvah in this particular way. Kegoin tzitzis, for example, the mitzvah of tzitzis, shel tzemer upishtim, which can be made from wool or linen, al knaf habege daika, and it's got to be placed specifically on the corner of the garment. And so too every other mitzvah. Hashem defines, Hashem expresses His will in each and every single one of those mitzvahs. Each one of the mitzvahs is a package of what Hashem wants from us. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 33 and 34 of Likutei Moran. And as a result of a Jew performing this mitzvah, these mitzvahs with our physical body, I put tefillin on my arm and on my head. And the mitzvah itself is composed of physical materials, the leather, the black painted leather of the tefillin, or the strings, the woolen strings of the tzitzis. Through this we sanctify and purify the part of our body that's associated with that particular mitzvah. And we are also sanctifying and purifying the section of the world that corresponds to that particular mitzvah. We know that, for example, there are 365 days in the year corresponding to the 365 negative commandments of the Torah. There's a direct relationship between a mitzvah and a day. So too, the world, the human body, has in it 365 tendons, 248 organs, corresponding to the parts, the components of the Torah, the 365 negative mitzvahs, the 248 positive mitzvahs. The world, the entire world, is divided up into 613 sections. And every mitzvah of the Torah corresponds to a particular part of the world. When a Jew fulfills that mitzvah, the mitzvah of mezuzah, the mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of kibud oveim, tzedakah, they are making a tikkun for a particular section of the world. Vaydezeh anu zoichin kefi bechinas hamitzvah lehazkir atzmeinu ba'olam hazeh u'baguf hazeh lichsoif la'shem yisborach barotzen chazok. And through this, we, the Jewish people, are privileged by performing a mitzvah to remember, even in this physical world, and inside operating within this physical body, we are able to remind ourselves to be thinking about Hashem and to be yearning for Hashem. Each mitzvah that we perform is a display of our love and desire for Hashem. I want Hashem. That's why I'm putting on tefillin, tzitzis. That's why I go to shul. My going to shul is an expression of my desire for Hashem. Lichsoif l'Hashem yisborach berotzen chozok, to yearn for Hashem, to want Hashem with a powerful desire. V'oz, now, because I'm in this physical world, because I'm in a body, because I'm performing these mitzvahs with physical materials, v'oz nichlal asiya berotzen. Through this, I am able to attach Asiya, the lowest world, the physical world and physical matter, to the highest, highest ruchnius, the highest spiritual place, which is called Ratzon, desire. We mentioned in the previous year, it's also called Atiko Kadisha, Ein Soif. Those are the terms that are used for Ratzon. Shezehu Iker Hatachlis. And this is the main mission of a Jew. Bechinas Soif Maiseh, to be able to combine soif maisa, the end of asiya, the lowest, lowest, lowest place, to be able to attach it to matchila samachshava, to the highest, highest level of machshava, which is called rotzoin, which is called atiko kadisha, ein soif. Kize iker ta'anugov v'shashuav yisborach, because this is the greatest pleasure and satisfaction of Hashem, kishezoichen al yidei asiyas mitzvoseinu, when we, the Jewish people, through by performing our mitzvahs, we achieve this accomplishment, lehikolel tachlis ho asiyah, Barotzain Hueloin. We're able to take the bottom of the bottom of the bottom and plug it into the top of the top, the highest, highest place. Shezeh zoichin al yedei ha-mitzvah ha-kdoshim. This is what we accomplish through these holy mitzvahs. Sheheim retzoinois elyoinim. Every mitzvah is a display, an expression of Hashem's retzoin. She'onu mekayimim oisam. Which we fulfill using all the physical materials of this world, ubaguf hagashmi, and we do it with a physical body made out of dirt, adama. Man is called Adam because we come from the adama. Ki ikar shleimus haratzain hu, because the real perfection of ratzain is. Kishe'oile ha-rotzoin, mizeh ha-oilom ha-gashmi ha-rochoy b'yoyser. When the rotzoin is elevated from this lowest of physical worlds. Kizeh ha-rotzoin, chazok u-meir b'yoyser. Because when the rotzoin is coming all the way from down here, it's the most powerful rotzoin. It reaches the highest heights that it can possibly reach. The example we gave, jumping on a diving board. The further down you can push down on that diving board, the higher up you're going to jump. The pulling the arrow. The further back you pull that arrow, for every inch you're able to pull it further back, without tearing that string, that arrow is going to travel hundreds of feet further. This concept of Yerida Tachlis Aliyah. So when service of Hashem, when Hashem's Ratzon is being upheld and coming from the bottom at about the lowest place it can possibly come, it goes up, it reaches up to the highest levels. Levels that angels and other spiritual beings cannot achieve because they don't come this far down. They don't pull back, that far back on the string. Paragraph Tess. V'zeh b'chinas tztoko. Rav Nosson Zal says this is going to enlighten us tremendously about the mitzvah of tztoko. And Rav Nosson Zal is following a pattern here. If you're familiar with the chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 4, in the second half of Likutei Moran, that this halach is based on, he's going point for point. Each one of the important points that Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likutei Moran, Rav Nosson Zal is elaborating on it and explaining it and expounding it and attaching it all to this beautiful chain. He's making a perfect chain out of the whole thing. If you take a look over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Rotzoin and Rotzon Shebaretzonos. He speaks about the tzaddik. He speaks about going to work versus not having to work. He speaks about Shabbos and he speaks about tztoka. V'zeh b'chinas tztoka. Shehishkula keneged hatoyra kula. And this is the concept of tztaka, which the Gemara says many times, is compared to the entire Torah. It's like performing all 613 mitzvahs in one. Ki ikar heoras harotzoin hialidei tztaka, kemavur b'maymar hanal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, one of the things that causes this rotzoin, one of the greatest displays and expressions of rotzoin is tztaka. A person says, I love your organization. I love what you do. It's really great. Have a nice life. See you later. You know, the guy is full of strawberry shortcake or something else, but they're not real. A person says, I love your organization. I love what you're doing. Who do I make the check out to? How much do you need? What's your annual budget? How can I cover the next 10 years of your budget? Then that person wants, that person likes and appreciates and wants you to do what you're doing. That person's rotzoin is with you. That person's will is with you 100%. So Rav Nosson Zal says, ki ikar he'oras ha-rotzoin, hi'alidei tztaka. We know that when Hashem gave the instruction to build the Beis HaMikdash, this isn't fundraising, this isn't fundraising 1.1 in university. This is religion. This is Judaism. In Parshas Truma, it says when Hashem gave the Jews a mission to build a Mishkan, to build a shul, a yeshiva, a Mishkan, a Beis HaMikdash, it begins with the words, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yikhu li Truma, you will accept and receive contributions, Me'eis kolish asher yidvenu liboy, from each and every person whose heart desires, from every single person who wants. How do you know somebody wants? How do you know somebody wants Hashem? How do you know somebody wants a tzaddik? How do you know somebody wants a mitzvah? When they're ready to pull out money, when they're ready to display it in money, they're ready to have it cost them. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks about the difference between a mitzvah that's free and a mitzvah that's not free. Nothing is coincidence. We have the opportunity sometimes to quote a few minutes before this shiur. I had the privilege of talking to a friend of mine here in Yerushalayim. Hashem blessed my family with a new grandchild, and the Pidyon HaBen is scheduled to be 1 week from today. Today is Wednesday. 1 week from today is going to be the 31st day of this child in the world, Emetz Hashem, Nachman Shimon, who was born on Lag BaOmer. And we were talking about the Pidyon HaBen, which is expenses involved, all kinds of expenses. One of the expenses is the 5 pieces of silver, the 5 silver coins that are given to the Kohen at a bris. And this person, the person I was speaking to, Shimon Glass, had just had a Pidyon HaBen in his family a few weeks ago. So I wanted to ask him a couple, so I asked him about this. So he told me that one of the ways that people observe this mitzvah here in Yerushalayim, there are gemachs, there are places that will lend you those 5 silver coins for the ceremony, to perform the ceremony of Pidyon HaBen. And again, they'll lend it to you. They'll tell you, this is yours. We're giving it to you for the next 48 hours or 72 hours. It's yours on condition, matonam naslasper, that you're going to return it afterwards, etc. Person takes the coins. They give it to the kohen. The photographers click the pictures, and everybody says, ooh-ah, boo-ah, zoo-ah. And then they sit down and they have the shawarma and the shish kebab, they have the soud and everything, and everybody goes home, and then the person goes back to the gemach and the person goes to the kohen and says, can I please have those coins back as we prearranged? The kohen gives the coins back, it's returned to the gemach, and they live happily ever after. And the out-of-pocket expense is zero for that particular part of the ceremony, because it was all on loan, it was transacted, the kohen got the 5 coins, he had it for 15 minutes or an hour or two, he returned it, everybody has a nice day. But my friend mentioned to me that he heard from the kohen that he used for his first grandchild's bris, the kohen told him, you should know that it's written in Sfarim, that if you allow the kohen to keep the coins, if it isn't just a facade, if it's a real deal, and you pay for the coins, and you give it to the kohen, and he retains those coins, that's one of the things that it's written helps, that the child should grow up to be a Yirei Shamayim, a Talmud Chacham, a true Jew. To the degree that the ceremony is a true ceremony, to that degree the son will be a true Jew. And an example where we're saying that to the degree that a person is prepared to express their will, their desire, their rotzayin for Hashem, and to fulfill the rot. We said every mitzvah is an expression of Hashem's rotzayin. To the degree that a person's putting money into that degree they show that they really want it. Because we know that just like we said, rotzayin is called nefesh, money is called nefesh. The Torah tells us that if a poor person borrows money from you, and you take collateral from him, you take some serious collateral from him, the Torah says, make sure you return it to him at the right time, ki elov hu noisei hesnafshoi, because his soul is attached to that collateral, to his possessions. That gold ring or that car, whatever the person has given, any significant possession that a person owns that they give somebody else, Their soul is attached to that. Their rotzayin is attached to that. Some of their rotzayin is that. When people are asked, chas v'shem lo aleinu, person has a robbery, a holdup, and the robber says, your money or your life? Which do you want more? That's basically an issue. Rotzayin. What do you want more? What are you more attached to? Your life or your money? We know in today's society, most people have no problem answering that question. Of course it's my money, no shaila. And people endanger their lives in all kinds of different ways because they want money, because taivas, the desire for this item. So now back to earth. Rabbi Nosnal says, Kemavor b'mayim ranal, as Rabbi Nosnal explains over there in Likut Imran, that one of the greatest displays and expressions of Ratzon is tzedaka. Ayin sham mas shekosav sham. Take a look at what Rabbi Nosnal writes over there in Likut Imran. Shayidei tzedaka malin u'mesaknin pegam nefilas hayomim shel hazekenim she'enom koroi. Rabbi Nosnal over there, towards the end of that chapter in Likut Imran, speaks about the fact that we know that in Judaism, one of the things that's emphasized is respect for elders, the term elders. Elder can mean, number one, a person who is more learned than me, person who is more educated in Torah and mitzvahs. That person is called an elder in the Torah. The word zokein, which means old or elder, the Gemara says, ze kono chochma, refers to a person who acquires Torah knowledge. He is called an elder. You can have a person sometimes who's 30 years old, and you can have a 70-year-old man stand up for the 30-year-old because he's a Talmud Chacham, because he's a great Talmud Chacham. And this is how the 70-year-old man is showing respect for his elders, for a person who is far superior to him in knowledge of Torah, in Yiddishkeit. That's how he showed. That's one example of a zokein. Zokin can mean a person who has lived many years in this world. 70 years, it starts from 70 and above, etc. So now Rabbi Nosnal says over there, and we know that zikna, old age, is something that we respect. However, Rabbi Nosnal says there in the Likut Imran that unfortunately, there are people, among Torah scholars, among religious people, the assumption is, and the default is, that the older they get, the more Torah, the more mitzvahs, the better a person they become. Whereas, unfortunately, in the world, there are people who reach a certain old age. When they get old, they retire. They stop being productive. They stop accomplishment. Their definition of hitting a certain point is, no more work, no more productivity, no more. I don't have to accomplish anymore. I don't have to push myself anymore. Before I had goals either materialistic goals or spiritual goals, whatever, any kind of goals. Retirement means no more goal, not goal oriented anymore. That goes out of my life. Now I either just coast on my laurels from before on what I accomplished till now, or it's a downward trip. It's a matter of just deteriorating, moving closer to the cemetery, closing in on the finish line, on dying, and doing the minimum of what I need to do, to exist in this world, that kind of thing. And Rabbi Nosnal says there that one of the things that causes major damage to the world and to Klal Yisrael is when you have older people who are not filling their days with any productivity. They're not accomplishing. Those empty days are a major loss and a major destruction to the world in Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Nosnal refers to it over there as the Nefilas Hayomim, the fallen days of Zekenim She'enim Koroi, of the elders who are not behaving properly. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Shemehem yoinek chas v'shalom meitzach hanochosh, whereby the worst opponent of the Jewish people, the worst opponent of holiness, which is called the meitzach hanochosh, the forehead of the nochosh, that's a term that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah to refer to the chief, The big chief of the Sitra Achra, the chairman of the board of the Sitra Achra, is called Meitzach HaNochash. The Meitzach HaNochash draws his salary, his strength, his power from those elders who are not filling their days. They're not being productive. They're not accomplishing. Shehu misnaged lebechinas Meitzach HaRotzoin. This Meitzach HaNochash is the opposition and the opponent to the Meitzach HaRotzoin, which is referred to as the highest level of holiness. Rotzoin sheberetzoinois, raiva deraivin. Shehu bechinas rotzoin sheberetzoinois. Valiedei tzedakah, and Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran, that through the mitzvah of tzedakah, by giving charity, mevatlin yenikas meitzach hanochosh, we eliminate, we destroy the source the source from which that meitzach hanochosh draws his power and energy. Ve'oz mizgaber u'mizgale meitzach harotzoin. And when the meitzach hanochosh goes down, the meitzach harotzoin goes up. The meitzach harotzoin becomes more and more powerful and more revealed. Bechinas rotzoin sheberetzoinos, that highest level of rotzoin. Vaideze nishma koil hakriya shel yom tov. And this allows the announcement, the proclamation of the holidays to be broadcasted to the world, to be publicized. What are we referring to here? This publication of the announcement of the holidays. Shekoire u'megale es harotzoin. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the beginning of that chapter on Likutei Moran that the Jewish holidays, the major holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, what they're really all about is broadcasting rotzoin. Broadcasting to the world this message that everything in the world is an expression of Hashem's will. There's no such thing as nature. There's no such thing as autopilot. Everything is being controlled completely by the will of Hashem. That's what the holidays are really, that's the message behind all the holidays. Why? Because in each one of these holidays, we are celebrating miracles. Pesach, the celebration on Pesach is all about the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The celebration on Shavuos is all about celebrating the miracles that took place at Har Sinai. The holiday of Sukkos, the miracles of the seven clouds that traveled with us in the desert, all of those miracles. And a miracle reminds the world, it wakes everybody up that, hey, there is a Hashem. There's not this natural stuff, this nature stuff is for the birds, nonsense. There's a Hashem, there's a Baal Habira, there's someone in control and in charge of the world. Proof is we're being reminded that a couple of thousand years ago, there was a Pesach, when Hashem showed clearly that he was in control, and nature was not in control. Hashem did unnatural things. And we know that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that what took place thousands of years ago on that day is reactivated, reinitiated today to those who observe that holiday. The great light, the great spiritual light of the miracles that Hashem showed thousands of years ago on Pesach, that light can be received again today by those who observe the holiday of Pesach properly and believe in it. Bechinas Mikra Kodesh, as each one of the holidays is referred to in the Torah as Mikra, it announces the holiness. Validei his galus harotzoin, and Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Likutei Moran that when this rotzoin is revealed, when everybody sees that everything is rotzoin, it's the will of Hashem, zoichin leyira. This places respect and fear in the people. This causes people to respect Hashem. Validei hayira nishpa chesed, and Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that when there's yira, then Hashem can turn on the faucet and send us chesed. If you want to give somebody a drink, you can turn on the faucet from today till tomorrow. If they don't have a cup, you're just going to be wasting water. So in order for Hashem to be able to give his chesed, there's a prerequisite. There's got to be a keli in which to receive it, and the keli is yira. the keli into which Hashem can place the chesed. K'al yedei hayira nase chakika ukli lekabel hashpoas hachesed. Because through yira we carve out a place and we prepare a vessel into which the chesed of Hashem can be placed. V'azai k'sheshoifea hachesed. And when Hashem is given the green light to turn on that faucet big time, to let that chesed flow, azai ein tzrichen lasa is shum uvda ve'esek b'shvil parnosa. Then nobody has to do any activity of going to work. There's no such thing as going to work anymore to earn a livelihood, to have food, clothing, and all of that stuff. Kineskayim, because then there is fulfilled the pasuk which says, "Va'omdu zorim v'ra'ut zaynchem." Strangers will rise up, and they will take care of your sheep. Uvenei nechor ikorechem v'chornechem, and others will come and tend to your vineyards and your fields and everything. Va'atem koyhane Hashem tikoreu, and you will all be declared Hashem's priests. Everyone goes into kolel. Everybody goes into full-time spirituality, ruchnius. Koyhane Hashem. Note that we're called Koyhane Hashem, bechinas chesed. Kohen represents chesed. Kohen is chesed, Levi is gevura, Yisroel is tiferes. Yisroel asher becho espoer. Ki miskayim ho'oilam bechazdoi. Because Hashem's world can be operated with pure kindness of Hashem, v'nizbatlin kol halametes malachos, and the 39 acts of work, shehem kol ha'asokim v'amasumatim v'amaloch shoysim, which represent all the different types of work and business and everything that people conduct, disappear. The need for all of that disappears. We'll pause over here for now. We'll hold it over here for now, even though we're breaking in the middle of a paragraph. We'll pause here for now. We'll continue in the next shiur. He has to go now.